Good afternoon. I am your presiding officer, aka MC for the day. So I will be helping us get through today's program, hopefully on time and with a smile. So here we go. Starting off hot with Nancy Prager. She's the founder of Prager Law, which provides legal services specifically designed for the unique needs of entrepreneurs and creatives. In the entertainment industry, Nancy serves as counsel to producers, production companies, and production services companies on film and television projects. As production counsel, she handles everything from acquisition of rights at the idea phase and project financing through distribution of company projects. She also represents writers. Her clients' podcasts have been shown by, have been produced by Campside Media and Wonderly, and documentaries have been licensed by PBS and other outlets. Recently, Nancy was elected to be the chair of the entertainment and sports section of the State Bar of Georgia. Nancy today will be presenting on film and television distribution deals. Please welcome Nancy virtually to our conference today.
Thank you. Can you all hear me? Yes. Thank you. I am so sorry I couldn't be there in person today. Life just lifed. And I really was looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll be able to join again in person soon. I was honored when Stephanie reached out to ask me to present at Entertainment 101, because I think it's really important to provide opportunities for learning. And some of the stuff you just cannot really learn on your own. You need guidance to navigate this process. And not everyone gets to work for big firms or in-house. So here we go. I was asked to talk about television and film distribution. And it happened that the day I was asked, I was dealing with a very complicated situation for a client that involved math. And I realized, what timing. So when we talk about television and film, in a way right now, they seem very much the same, because you can watch a movie on your TV or your computer, or you can watch TV on the TV or on the computer. And so it seems in many ways that they have merged, but they're very different methods of distribution. With TV, I like to say you have to get 8 people who are paid to say no to say yes before your TV, your television program gets picked up for either a episodic weekly on CBS or Fox or whatever channel it's going to be on, or even on their streamers. They still program their streamers like they do the television. Maybe now with the current environment, it's not 8 people anymore because downsizing. So you might have to get through 3 people who are being paid, maybe not any more than they were paid, but they're being paid really to say no. And even when you get to the person who says yes for TV, you might get to that top step. These are supposed to be steps. I'm not a graphic designer. Even if you get to the top of the steps, that person who's the top who says yes, something can happen. They lose their job. They leave voluntarily. Something happens in the environment. And all of a sudden that show that they said yes to, they now have to say no. You can even get paid, have a pilot produced, and the pilot not test well in focus groups, and they say no. So TV is a very complicated distribution process. There's some aspects of what I'm going to talk about today when I talk about movies that are very similar for made-for-TV movies, which is a really great way to have a sustainable career as a creative in the industry. But even then, the process of buying for a TV movie is different than when you're just doing a film that you're going to get out. Oops, that shouldn't have moved. Okay, Sorry,